No, a bit longer, please. I don't need to. Nothing to do today. Leave me alone. I got a headache. Hungover. Huh? What? Where am I? Oh, fuck. Oh, no. I didn't go home last night, did I? Hell. I'm sorry. I swear this is not normal for me. I'll just get out of here. Oh. I don't have anything on. When did I take my clothes off? Why? Why would I do that? No, I can't actually answer any of those questions. Do you know where any of my clothes are? I mean, they can't have gone far. I must have just pulled them off right before passing out or something. I wouldn't have done it deliberately, I don't think. Why are you looking at me like that? I can't be the only person who spent the night, can I? Well, after a party like that, there must be a bunch of other people strewn about this apartment who, you know, overdid it a bit. No? Just me? Really? Fuck. Well, look, I'm really sorry. This truly isn't normally how I mean, I know this is the first time you've invited me round, and I'm not exactly making the best impression. Yeah, I can't apologize enough. Look, if you help me find my clothes, I'll get out of your hair. I'm sure you don't want me hanging around any longer than necessary, right? You look pissed. And I don't mean drunk pissed, the good kind. I mean the bad kind. You look fucking furious. Oh, okay. What's funny? Why are you laughing? Oh, right. Okay, I get it. You were pretending to be mad. Right. Fuck. I thought I was in big trouble. I thought I'd really embarrassed myself. Not to mention, fuck things up between me and you. Yeah, well, I mean, I have still really embarrassed myself, but it's not as bad as it could be. At least you aren't actually angry with me. Not too pissed, anyway. Maybe a little. Kind of hard to tell. You aren't giving me much to work with, words-wise. Well, seeing as you aren't actually pissed off, I don't feel in any particular rush to get out of here. Although, you know, probably would still be good if I got dressed. Me sitting here in the nude with nothing but a blanket to preserve what's left of my dignity is gonna get pretty weird soon, I reckon. Well, fine. But it's your sofa that my bare ass is rubbing up against. I knew that I'd get you to help. Were they just behind the sofa this whole time? Well, thank you for eventually having a heart and handing over my clothes. I'm going to get dressed. So, you might want to turn around. All right. Feeling a bit more like a human now. Although, whew, fucking hell. Standing up has really made my head throb. This might actually be one of the worst hangovers I've ever had. Oh, fuck. Just how crazy did we go? You know, actually, don't tell me for now. I'll probably just feel even worse if you do. You mind if I get myself some water? I think I might be the most dehydrated man on Earth right now. The Atacama hasn't got shit on me. Cheers. Yeah, the Atacama. It's a desert driest place on earth, supposedly. But I don't think they took into account my face after a night like that. Oh my god. Nectar. There is nothing like a fat fucking glass of water when you're feeling like this. You put the most delicious drink in front of me and offer me either that or a glass of water. When I'm feeling this washed up, it's water all the way. Hey, aren't you, like, mega hungover too? You must have been pretty drunk last night as well. I mean, hopefully not as bad as me, but it was your party. And your booze we were drinking, mostly. You really stocked up. Did you not partake? I don't know how you do it. You must be blessed with eternal youth or something. When I was in my teens, I could drink like that, but not anymore, apparently. I should have known, anyway. You don't have the look of someone whose brain's dried up and shriveled to the size of a walnut. Yeah. Takes your eyes less than 30 seconds to move across the room. If I was glancing about the place like that, I think I'd throw up. Anyway, look, enough of the consequences of my terrible decision-making for now. Have you got anything planned for the day? Am I going to be getting in your way a lot if I hang around for a little bit? Nothing big? That's pretty sensible. I've made the mistake in the past of making plans with other people the day after a party, and I just never want to do it. I always want the day after a big event to be chill and easy and time to recharge, you know? I don't know how people do, like, big multi-day things. I could never. Yeah. I hope me being here doesn't stop you recharging. I'll try to keep things low-key. Ah, well, then I'll try and stay out of the way while you're cleaning. In fact, I could give you a hand with it if you like. Oh no, seriously, it'd be my pleasure to help out. I mean, I slept on your sofa without an invitation. I reckon I'm morally obliged to give you a little hand. And besides, a lot of, fuck, what's the saying? No, it's like, a lot of arms make the job easier, or something. Loads of people get her done? I don't remember. There's a saying, anyway, for when a lot of people can, whatever, shut up. Look, everybody has their blind spots. Anyway, what should we start with? I guess picking up all these, oh, many hands make light work. That's the saying. That's the thing I was trying to remember. Got there in the end. Huh. Many hands make light work. Right, so let's use our many hands to pick up all these cans and bottles and stuff. Put them in the recycling. Where's your recycling? Okay. Shouldn't take long if we do it together. Does four cans count as many? You know, it seems like whoever came up with that idiom probably had more than two people in mind. Two is quite a small number of people in the grand scheme of things. When you think about it, it is almost the smallest number of people that you can have. No, of course, zero is actually the smallest number of people you can have. Unless you're one of those maths nerds that thinks zero isn't a number, in which case, I guess it's one. But I did say almost. Saying it's similar to the smallest number of people isn't the same thing as saying it's the same as the smallest number. Yeah, like, I would say, I don't know, Coke and lemonade are similar, but not the same, right? No, Coke and lemonade are definitely similar. They're like, look, this probably isn't the right time to get into this. Let's just, there we go. All cleaned up. Oh, wow. It's always fun how much of a difference just picking up a few bits of rubbish make to a space. Barely needs any other tidying up now. I'd say after that we have earned a break, right? Yeah, 30 seconds of hard labor's really taken it out of me. Come join me on my sofa. Well, I slept on it. That makes it mine, doesn't it? No, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how that works. I'm not sure how I'm going to get this thing out the door and down the stairs when I decide to leave, but I'm sure I'll figure it out. Really nice view from here. Out the window, I mean. Christ, I would not use a line like that to tell you you look good. I have some self-respect. And besides, it'd be a lie. We both have the post-party scraggle look going on. I assume my dark circles are even bigger and baggier than yours. Yeah, I thought so. I need to moisturize so bad. That can wait till I get home, though. I'm not about to ask to use your moisturizer. Well, that'd just be weird, wouldn't it? Using someone else's moisturizer is like, I don't know, it's similar to using someone else's toothbrush. Although, you know, I wouldn't say using someone's moisturizer is as similar to using someone's toothbrush as Coke is the lemonade. But, you know. I should shut up. I'll shut up. I'm shutting up. You know, it's really neat of you to let me hang around for a bit instead of kicking me out immediately. Yeah, I wouldn't have minded if you had done. I think I'd be a little freaked out if I woke up to find someone on my sofa, even if it was a friend. If I wasn't expecting them there, it'd, I don't know, put me in a bit of a funk, I guess. You really didn't seem that bothered, though. Honestly, it's almost like you expected me to be here. Maybe you did. Did you plan for this or something? Well, if you really didn't, then you're playing it off very well. And, yeah, I'm grateful. Although I wouldn't mind, the last thing I'd want to do when massively hungover would be to have to chuck all my clothes on and do the long walk home. Or get on a bus. God, I can't imagine getting on a bus with a headache like this. My head would explode. Oh, no, thank you. That's really kind, but I won't bother with painkillers. I'm sure the headache is just from dehydration, so I'll wait for that massive glass of water to do its thing. Thanks, though. That's really sweet of you. Why are you being so nice about this? Are you always this sweet? Don't answer. I'm sure you are. You have that vibe. Yeah, the vibe of a total sweetheart. What, am I wrong? I didn't think so. I'm a pretty good judge of a person, usually. Although, I was hardly putting those skills to the test in this situation. It's nice, this. After how wild last night was, it feels good to chill and actually spend some time with someone. I'm glad for the chance to get to know you a bit better, you know? Yeah, I think the kind of friend that you invite to a party or go out for drinks with isn't necessarily the same kind of friend that you, I don't know, have a quiet sit down on the sofa with in the morning and recover from a horrendous hangover with. So it feels good to be able to do that with you. You always wanted to become better friends with me? Really? I never would have guessed. Is that why you invited me to that party? Okay. It'll take me a minute to get used to the idea that you actually wanted me here. I kind of thought I was just, you know, invited because I'm part of the big group. Meet in the room, that kind of thing. I didn't really think that you would have thought about me specifically, but you did? Well. Well, that's. God, why am I feeling like this now? Like. No, I feel all giddy. I guess it's just nice to know that someone you like actually likes you back. No, I didn't mean like that. Like, not that kind of like. Just as a friend, you know. I thought we were just sort of nothing. you know, the sort of friend you only ever see in a big group. But if you want to hang out sometime and get to know each other better, then I'm down. But no, I didn't mean, like, fuck, romantically or anything. God, talking about this stuff is hard. Especially when all the blood seems to have rushed to my head now and made my headache even worse somehow. Disappointing? Why? Were you expecting me to, what, say that I do like you like that? I mean, I'd need to think about it. And if I did, now would be a pretty weird time to bring it up, right? Like, it's very cute and everything that I woke up on your sofa unexpectedly, but also my head's killing me and my stomach's churning, and I'm pretty sure if I stand up and take more than a few steps, I'll be sick everywhere. So, yeah, like, I can think of a better time for a confession, if that's what this is, which it isn't, probably. Okay. I guess you're right. No time like the present. You first, though, if you're so keen. Yeah, I like you too. And this time I do mean it like that. So, make of that what you will. You know, I've thought about it for a bit. A few months, maybe. I was gonna say something eventually. I was just working up the courage. Because, you know, you're very attractive and everything. I didn't want to make a fool of myself. Right. Exactly. So instead of making a fool of myself by simply asking you out, I got so drunk that I passed out on your sofa and accidentally spent the night. It's a very normal, healthy thing to do, I'm sure. Yeah, it's a good thing that being this disastrous is cute, right? Please tell me it's cute. It's like my whole thing. You'll show me that it's cute. How are you gonna... Right, that'll work. I don't really need any more proof than that. Hey, would you look at that? My headache's cured. You must be some kind of magic. This is getting pretty heavy, pretty quick. Shall we just go get some breakfast together first or something? I was really enjoying hanging out with you and, well, shit, I at least want to brush my teeth before we do anything else and fill my stomach. Okay. One more. Let's head out.